In our gospel reading today, Jesus says, whoever gives one of these little ones even a cup of cold water because he is a disciple, truly I say to you, he by no means loses his reward.
在我们今日读到的福音马太福音十章四十二节里面，耶稣说，无论何人因为门徒的名，只要把一杯凉水给这小子里的一个喝，我实在告诉你们，这人不能不得赏赐。
Cups of cold water. For every cup of cold water given, Jesus says, there is a reward. Now, as Christians, we don't expect rewards. This is true. As Jesus himself says, we are unworthy servants. We're called to follow God and serve others.
一杯凉水，耶稣话，是赐予一杯凉水就有赏赐。作为基督徒，我们是不期望回报的，而这个也是事实。正如耶稣自己所讲，我们是不配的仆人。
Even though we're unworthy of reward for following Jesus and serving others, Jesus says to us today, there is a reward for giving cold cups of water. Cold cups of water refer to small but significant acts of kindness, generosity, and mercy. For small but significant sacrifices, Jesus says there is a reward. And we might even conclude that Jesus calls the Christian life of generosity rewarding. The Christian life of simple but significant service is a rewarding life.
虽然我们不配跟随耶稣，和去侍奉他人而得到赏赐或者奖赏，但耶稣说， 今日俾呢杯凉水嘅係有奖赏嘅，一杯凉水、一杯冰水指嘅係微小但係好有意义、意义重大嘅仁慈、慷慨同埋怜悯嘅行为。耶稣话微小但係意义重大嘅牺牲係有回报嘅。我哋甚至可以得到咁样嘅结论：耶稣为基督徒嘅话，基督徒嘅慷慨生活係有奖赏、係有回报嘅。
There are numerous studies and there's plenty of anecdotal reports that most people like jobs and work that they find rewarding. In fact, people often leave a job for new work if they don't find the old job rewarding and meaningful. And while compensation and money are important factors, they're usually not the most important standard by which many people rate their work. Rather, evaluating our work means often asking, is my work meaningful? Does my work have purpose?
有很多研究和不同的说法，就表明大多数人喜欢他们认为有价值和的岗位和工作。事实上，如果人觉得某份工作是 没有价值或者没有意义，他们就会离开去找另外一份工作。虽然薪酬和金钱都是很重要，是一个重要的因素，但通常他们并不是大多数人评价他工作的重要的标准。相反，去评估、去决定我们的工作有没有意义，我们会问我们的工作有没有意义，我们工作有没有好的目的呢？
There are similarities between how we often see our work and how Jesus describes our work today in our gospel reading as Christians. And hopefully we are committed to connecting our work with our faith. Jesus says that our work in following God and serving others is rewarding. It's meaningful and full of purpose.
而作为基督徒，我们怎样去看待我们的工作，同耶稣怎样去描述我们的工作呢？ 是有相似之处的。希望我们致力于我们的工作和我们的信仰是联系在一起。耶稣说，我们跟随上帝和去服务其他人的工作是有回报的，是有意义的，是充满目的的。
Those who give cups of cold water or small but significant gifts of mercy will be rewarded. And this reward is twofold. It is rewarding for the recipient and is rewarding for the giver. The one who receives small but significant gifts and acts of mercy is rewarded. They actually receive the gift. But the one who gives small but significant gifts and acts of mercy is also rewarded. The giver receives the well-being of giving.
如果你提供一杯冰水、一杯凉水，呢啲系小而重要嘅怜悯嘅礼物嘅人咧，系将会得到回报嘅。而呢个奖励咧系两方面、双方面两边都得到嘅。佢对于接受者嚟讲咧系非常之有益，但系对于付出施予嘅嗰一位嚟讲，亦都系非常有益嘅。接受嘅呢个虽然少，但系重大意义嘅礼物。同埋人慈行惠嘅人咧，佢觉得佢系得到奖励，而我哋实际上咧系真系收到一份礼物，而付出去俾于呢份小而重要有重大意义嘅礼物嘅人咧，亦都有一样系得到奖励，因为施出俾予呢个人会因为俾到出去呢个礼物嘅时候，觉得自己系好开心、好幸福。
Jesus uses the basic image of a cup of cold water. I think we can relate. It's summer. It's hot here in New York. Jesus was from a hot climate in the Middle East. In hot weather, perhaps there's nothing more refreshing than a cup of cold water. This was true in Jesus' day. It's true in our day. We need water to live. Cold water cools us down.
当耶稣用咗呢一个冰水呢个形象呢去解释话呢一个小但系重要嘅礼物。嗱，夏天已经嚟到啦，纽约咧系非常之热。耶稣系嚟自气候非常炎热嘅中东，喺炎热嘅天气里边，或者冇乜嘢比一杯冰水系嚟得更加清爽，系更加嘅重要。呢个喺耶稣嘅时代系咁样系重要，而喺我哋而家呢个年代亦都系一样。我哋需要水嚟到生存生活。而冷水、冰水是可以令到我们冷静下来。
Jesus uses this image of a cup of cold water to describe how Christians or followers of Jesus are to give in small but significant ways. Just as we need water to live, we need gifts of God from God to give to one another, for all of us to live. All good gifts, as the Bible say, come from our Heavenly Father, come from God, our Creator.And just as we need cool water to cool us down on a hot day, we need gifts to give of peace for each other to get us through tough times and to celebrate the good times.
耶稣呢用这个形象，这个冷水的冰水形象呢去描述我们基督徒，耶稣的跟随者是怎样以小但是重要有意义的方式去奉献。正如我们需要水才能够生存一样，我们都需要上帝和彼此之间的恩赐才能够生存。正如圣经所讲，所有美好的礼物都来自我们的天父和创造者，我们的上帝。只是需要冰水，在我们需要冰水在炎热的夏天给我们去降温，我们需要互相去赐给互相的礼物，来帮助我们大家度过艰难的时期。
We are born, right, as gifts of love from our parents. We're brought up by the gifts of God given to and shared with our families. We're actually born to receive gifts from loved ones and others. In Christ, we're born again by baptism, by God our Heavenly Father. We're brought up in Christ by the gifts of God's Word and Sacrament. We're born again in Jesus to receive gifts of forgiveness,life and salvation. We are given gifts by God to give gifts to others.
我们的出身呢就是我们父母的礼物。我们是由上帝赐予我们家人，并由我们家人分享的礼物所带来的。我们生来就是为了接受其他人的礼物。在基督里面，我们在天父上帝的洗礼里面重生。我们是靠神在圣言和圣礼里面赐予恩赐而长大的。我们在耶稣里面重生， 接受来自上帝的宽恕、生命和救恩的礼物。上帝赐予给我们的礼物，我们都可以将这个礼物来送给其他人。
Giving is both rewarding to the one who receives and the one who gives. God, our Heavenly Father, gives His Son, Jesus. Jesus is born and lives and dies and rises for the salvation of the world. God the Father rewards Jesus by giving Him the name above every name, that in the name of Jesus all should bow, that everyone who calls on Jesus' name will be saved. It's a name full of abundant life, the name of Jesus.
去给予，去送出去施予，对于接受者或者是给予施予出去的人都是一种回报。我们的天父将他的儿子独生子赐给我们耶稣，耶稣为我们和世界的拯救 而生，去生，去诞生生活、死亡和复活。天父奖励耶稣赐给他超乎万民以上的名，冇一个名字比耶稣嘅名字系更加伟大，更加充满丰盛嘅生命。
God the Father rejoices with God the Son in the joy of the Holy Spirit. God the Father gives to us not only His Son, but also the Spirit, the giver of peace. We are rewarded by God with Jesus and with the Spirit who brings us wholeness and well-being, who guides us to give.
天父在圣灵的喜乐里面与子一同喜乐。天父不单止赐给我们他的独生子，他赐给我们圣灵，即是和平的礼物。我们得到了上帝的奖赏，耶稣和圣灵给我们带来了完整和幸福，还指导我们去施予，去比喻其他人。
The very life of God, Father, Son, and Spirit is the life of giving.Father giving to the Son, Father giving to Spirit, Son and Spirit giving to the Father and to us.
神的生命，圣父、圣子、圣灵，就是施予、奉献、给予的生命。父赐予子，父赐予圣灵，子和圣灵也都赐予父和我们。
When we give cups of cold water, we imitate and even participate in God's very life of giving. We follow God. We give from God.
当我们去给出或者递出一杯冷水、一杯冰水的时候，我们就可以在这里模仿参与上帝的奉献的生活。我们跟随神，我们从神那里可以将这一切是再给出去，是施予给其他的人。
This is perhaps why giving in small but significant ways feels right. It feels true. All because this giving imitates our true God, who gives Father, Son, and Spirit.
这个或者就是为什么我们这些给出去少而有意义的方式的给我们得到的感觉是很真实，是非常之正确的。所有这些都是因为这种去付出去给其他人，都是模仿，是施予给我们的上帝，圣父、圣子、圣灵。
To give is to be like God. To give is to receive from God. To give is also to give from God.
去给予，去送出，去付出，就是好像上帝一样。去付出就是从神那里接受到，从神那里给我们的一切。我们先可以付出去给其他人。
What we give, Jesus says, are simple but significant gifts and acts of mercy, like cups of cold water. The kingdom of heaven or eternal life for Christians is lived through these simple but significant gifts and acts of mercy.
耶稣说，我们所付出、所给予、所给出去的是简单而有意义和怜悯的行为。就好似一杯冰水，天国即是基督徒的永生，是通过简单而有意义的礼物和怜悯的行为而去实现的。
Let me give you an example of a cup of cold water. I have this habit of putting cards or notes that people give to me in my books. I put my book on the shelf with these cards or notes that other loved ones and friends give to me. Over the years, I've received many, many notes and cards. My books are full of them. Small notes, but significant notes of mercy and encouragement from family and friends. And I put these small notes, but significant notes of love in my books. And many times, right, I reach for a forgotten book, I'll pull it down, and I find deep in these pages, right, small notes of encouragement, of happiness, like a cup of cold water. They make me remember. They make me smile. Here's one that says, "Happy holidays, Josh," from about 7 Christmases ago. That giving is rewarding.
大家睇到牧师第二出嚟呢本书呢，佢係话佢有一个習慣，就係你送俾佢嘅小卡片或者字条，或者淨係平常讲话嘅假期快乐啊，或者好爱佢啊，无论係或者家人或者朋友送俾佢呢啲细嘅卡片或者字条呢，佢習慣都会插喺个书里面嘅。咁佢话久唔久呢，佢如果已经唔记得嗰本书，佢攞到嚟睇，再发现到呢啲字条嘅时候呢，就提醒到自己係好多人好爱佢，係好多佢身边好好嘅人，无论佢家人朋友 都留咗好多唔同嘅字条或者小卡片俾佢。佢话就当佢睇到呢啲卡片或者呢啲字条嘅时候呢，就好似收到一杯冰水一样，令到佢觉得呢係好似夏天嘅冰水一样，令到佢非常之开心。同埋亦都係令佢觉得非虽然係冰水，但系俾到佢非常嘅温暖。These
small but significant acts of mercy. This is how the Christian life works, Jesus says. Through small but significant gifts that we offer to one another. Think about an encouraging word, a prayer of the heart, a breakfast made for a loved one, a supportive text when you need it the most, a job well done. All of these are small but significant gifts we give, gifts we receive. And all of these are gifts like cups of cold water that make life rewarding.
咁牧师讲到好似呢啲咁虽然简单，似乎微小嘅礼物，但意义咧系非常之重大。因为呢啲嘅系好似怜悯啲嘅奉献出去，令到人哋接收得到我哋基督徒我哋嘅生活嘅运营方式。呢啲咁样嘅虽然系微小，但系非常有重大意义嘅礼物。一个好简单，譬如为你嘅家人做个早餐。 又或者对大家互相讲啲好听嘅说话，或者当人哋做啲事情做得好嘅时候，你赞下佢话哇非常之好啊，做得好嘅工作。呢啲或者内心为其他人嘅祷告，为互相嘅祷告，为你爱嘅人去讲啲佢哋听到好开心嘅说话。呢啲所有似乎系好微小嘅事，但系都令到我哋互相系得到非常之开心、非常之幸福。呢啲所有嘅一切虽然系小嘅事情， 就好似一杯冷水嘅礼物一样，一杯冰水礼物一样，令到我哋嘅生活系变得更加嘅好，更加嘅有意义。
Jesus reminds us to never discount or dismiss small but significant acts and gifts of mercy, cups of cold water, because that is the essence and vitality of the Christian life. When we give, we imitate and participate in the giving life of God, Father, Son, and Spirit. When we give, even in small but purposeful ways, we make life rewarding for the one who receives and the one who gives.
耶稣今日提醒我哋，永远唔好低估或者觉得呢啲微小嘅行为系唔重要，其实佢哋系非常之重要，就好似一杯冷水一样，一杯冰水一样，因为呢个系基督徒生活嘅本质。 当我哋去奉献嘅时候，或者我哋俾出去将啲礼物送出嚟嘅时候，我哋就模仿并且参与咗圣父、圣子同埋圣灵所赐予嘅生命。当我哋去付出嘅时候，当我哋奉献或者送嘢俾其他人嘅时候，虽然系一啲好少但系有目的而有意义嘅方式嘅付出嘅时候，我哋就会令到被接受嘅人感到非常之开心、幸福、有意义。 而我哋自己付出嘅，亦都得到呢一种幸福，同埋觉得生活系有意义。
Where this week can we give to others some cups of cold water? Where and how can we give in small but significant ways to others? All we have to do is look, receive from God. All we have to do is give from God what God gives to us. When we give like this, the cups of cold water reward us with the presence of God who gives. When we give in small but significant ways, daily life, as Jesus promises, becomes more rewarding and meaningful. Whoever gives as my disciple, Jesus says, even cups of cold water, will be rewarded.
咁呢一个星期，我哋可以喺边度去提供佢俾出呢一杯冷水呢杯冰水呢？ 我哋可以喺边度同埋点样以小虽然微小但系重要嘅方式去俾到其他人呢？ 我哋所要做嘅就系仰望喺从神嗰度所接受俾我哋一切。 我哋所要做嘅就系从神嗰度将佢俾我哋嘅去俾于其他嘅人。 当我哋咁样去施予奉献俾其他人嘅时候，呢个冰嘅水就系奖励我哋，同埋等提醒我哋上帝与我哋嘅临在。当我哋用一啲小而重要嘅方式去奉献嘅时候，去为其他人去侍奉嘅时候，日常嘅生活就好似耶稣所承诺嘅一样，会变得更加有价值同埋更加有意义。耶稣话：无论谁作为我的门徒去施舍。 即使是一杯冰水，一杯冷水，都是会得到回报。
Amen.
Amen.